This is Player One.
This is Player Two.
And you're listening to another great show only on the Four-Eyed Radio Network.
The Third.
For more great shows, check out www.foureyedradio.com.
This world needs a hero. It needs a savior. A white light. A beacon in the sun. Or just someone to draw some logos. If you're looking for someone to do design work, illustration work, and to help improve your business's look and design, contact Raven Designs at ravencruz.com. She's one of the proud sponsors of the Four-Eyed Radio Network, and her artwork is amazing.
It's changing. You know I'm right here. Girl, holler when you need me. Yeah. When life gets tough, I can make it look easy. We can do the stuff that you see on TV. Superman, be my Lois Lane. I'll be your Tarzan. You can be my Jane. I'll make the sunshine when it's trying to rain. I can ease your stress, take away your pain. I ain't tripping off the next man. Baby, I'm a beast, but I ain't trying to be an X-Man. Number one, ain't gonna be nothing less than. No wetting, but I'm everybody's best man. Baby, come and take a ride with me. Instead of get away, come hide with me. Baby, take my hand, come fly with me. Baby girl, let me show you what I can be. Yeah.
Hello, true believers and hip-hop artists from all ages. You're listening to an all-new episode of the Long Boxcast on the Four-Eyed Radio Network, The Fern. I am Kyle, and I'm here with my co-host,
Steve-O.
And we're here to bring it to you.
Because I
am vengeance. I am the night. I am the ghost. I am the boo, go Nackville.
To listen to all shows from the Four-Eyed Radio Network, Speaker, iTunes, Stitcher, Zoom Marketplace, BlackBerry Podcast, Blueberry Podcast Directory, Miro Guide, Double Twist, YouTube, Swell Radio, SoundCloud, and Player FM. Just type in The Fern or Four-Eyed Radio Network and enjoy.
Kyle.
Yes.
I have to say this. We've had this logo for the Four-Eyed Radio Network for a long time. I hate it. I want a new logo. Where could I get a new logo?
I have an idea. Let's draw one with our dicks. That's a horrible idea.
Yeah.
Instead, let's go to Raven Designs, illustrations and designs that fit your personality.
I'm more confused now about drawing stuff with your dick.
For samples and inquiries, visit ravencruz.com. A wizard is never late, Steve. Is he early.
Why are you trying?
He arrives precisely when he means to.
You're now just trying to...
With my dick.
You're just trying to gloss over
Don't
this.
Forget criticalcarecomics.org is a place you can go to donate comics to kids in need. They like to read comics. They want comics. They're stuck in the hospital, not feeling too good. You can go to criticalcarecomics.org and donate and enjoy giving comics to kids.
So we got some shout-outs this week.
We got a few.
But we also have things back in the studio, so get you ready for your shout-out.
That's right. Shout-out time.
Shout-out time. Did I mention it's shout-out time?
Guess what?
Oh, my God. There it lies.
Where?
Did I mention it's shout-out time? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you retweet us or like us on Facebook.
Shout-out.
If we had a Reddit account, I'm pretty sure we would give you a shout-out.
Yep.
But we don't because Reddit is scary. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's because I'm way too hairy. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's time to give you your shout-out.
So these shout-outs this week come from Twitter because Facebook doesn't like us. At Felicia Capcom, at Josh Hammond 124, at JTY Patrick, and at Batman Film.
So is that like JTY Patrick? Why?
Exactly, yeah, I think so.
Bob, damn you, which has nothing to do with comics.
Not at all.
So, yes, last week I listened to our Flashpoint Paradox commentary.
Genius!
This, again, is important, everybody. If you liked it, let us know. If you didn't like it, we won't do it again.
Trust me, because we will get arrested next time we do it.
I did listen to it, and I realize I say a lot of words a lot. I say, that's so funny, or this is really funny. I go literally a lot. So I obviously...
And I apologize for my flatulence and cursing at odd screen for no reason.
And I also say a lot, which I try to watch. But we... We just recorded Arcade Bros, and I slowed down my talking. I tried to articulate a little bit better.
With a drinking hats on.
Think about what I'm going to say. So hopefully I realize after listening,
I thought it was good.
After listening to it, I realize I'm a horrible podcaster, and I have almost 7 shows on this network.
Damn!
I really should probably start.
Well, then again, we were drinking. B, we weren't drinking enough. And C, we started a drinking game in the middle of the movie. So,
okay,
I blame the booze.
So,
this podcast was also brought to you by Sam Adams Schnapple. It's so good. It's cold Schnapple.
Made from the great stuff on Earth.
So, yeah. Steve, what have you been reading this week?
This week, I finally sat down and read some comic books.
God damn it, Steve.
I know, it was weird. I sat down and read Flash Volume 2 and 3. Kyle and I went to go see the RoboCop movie.
Mm-hmm.
Then I stopped off at Barnes & Noble before we went to the RoboCop movie. I walk in thinking, I'm just going to buy Volume 1.
Just one.
And then I saw, or Volume 2, and then Volume 3 had come out as well. So picked it up. Again, I'm loving the Flash series. They throw a lot at you with these two books.
Yeah!
The second volume consists of basically the Rogues. And it talks about how they actually redid the Rogues in the New 52. Before, the Rogues all had kind of like weapons that gave them their powers.
Oh, nice.
There was a guy who came to Captain Cole in the comics, and he told him, we can make you guys better. Mm-hmm. When he does this, he basically, they put all their weapons down, and they were fused with their weapons. So now Captain Cold is actually has like ice powers.
Okay.
But what the funny part was, is everyone got screwed over except for Captain Cold. Mirror Master is now stuck in a mirror world. He cannot leave, but people can enter. But he has like now the power of like
all the mirrors.
He can make all these things happen. He can appear in any mirror, anything that's like mirror base. Then you have Firestorm, who he basically has this huge gaping hole in his chest that shoots out fire now.
Happens.
And then Wizard Master, I don't think really got too screwed over too much either. He just kind of had, or Weather Wizard, I should say, because he can just control the elements of the Earth with his weather powers.
Okay,
but,
cool.
But all the Rogues are pretty pissed off at Captain Cold for this. So they kind of threw him out of the Rogues gallery, and they actually kind of turn on
him. Get
out
of here.
But while this huge battle is going on for them to kill, basically, the Flash, Gorilla Grodd shows up.
Oh.
Invades Central City, and he's trying to basically kill the Flash so he could get Flash's power. He feels that he's the true Light Warrior, as they were calling it in the book, and then he actually has some of Flash's power for a short time, so he's like chasing down Flash.
Nice.
But what's really funny is the Trickster.
That's crazy. Imagine that.
Yeah, like Gorilla's just really fast with it. Trickster shows up in this, and it's funny because Trickster is no longer part of the Rogues Gallery. He actually goes up to Gorilla Grodd going like, oh, we should like team up and everything. And Gorilla Grodd just rips his arm off.
Well, I would do that.
And then in the next volume, you see that he has like now robot arm, Trickster. So really good read, really fun. Iris, they finally save her in the ultimate weird dimension thing of the Speed Force.
Cool.
They also, looks like now his girlfriend now knows who he is. So he has that now. So that's going to compromise things in the Flash universe. But yeah, I would highly recommend Flash. Right now I'm loving the Flash series. So, so Kyle, what did you raid Flash?
There's a great new comic called out called Ghost Dad.
You see, I was a dad, then I was a ghost, born again. I'm a ghost dad, pudding pop, out, but on out.
That's pretty much what the entire comic is. Turn the page. Get him down.
No.
Tune in next time. To be continued.
So what is this? What's so funny
this
about...
This is called... What's so funny about Truth, Justice, and the American Way? And if anyone knows what that means, that's from issue number 775 of Superman in Action Comics.
Action.
And that is when Superman went up against the gallery called the Elites. And this is there's an animated short that's out now. And this
Superman
is what the comics.
Superman vs. the Elites.
Yeah. And that's this is based upon. Yeah.
Okay, I did enjoy that movie.
Good. Yeah, it was really good. And what I liked is in the comic, it has one of the
good.
Best.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad everything worked out for you.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm glad you got to sat down and watch a movie. I'm glad you enjoy cinema.
The best one you have to watch if you haven't seen it is the one with Brainiac, because it's the guy who plays Walter from Fringe. He's Brainiac's voice.
Oh.
And it's a whole new thing. It's about, like, the whole, like, retelling of the Brainiac saga about how he, like, basically took Kandor, almost destroyed Krypton, came, now he's come to Earth, and he sent out all these robots to do the same thing.
Okay.
And Superman goes, like, toe-to-toe with him, but it was cool because then Brainiac actually, like, dwarfs him. So then you're like, oh, crap, like, it's actually more, like, dealing with that and how it's more like Brainiac not only takes over planets and takes their knowledge, but then not whatever there makes them good. So, like, he's green, but then he's also got, like, Kryptonian strength, he's got, like, all these things, like, he's got part of the Martians.
Brainiac's like... I am not only taking over your planet, I am destroying your entire resource, and I am going to be the most intelligent person of the world. And I will take your snack pack.
Yes.
But he doesn't really know why I just made him sound like the guy from There Will Be Blood. I drink your milkshake, Superman. Superman's like, I'm not done with it yet. Oh, no, I'm drinking it. Wow, they really, really jump ship with Brainiac. Oh, look at me. I'm drinking your milkshake. All my milkshakes brings all the boys to the bar. It's better. It's better than yours. Strawberry is all.
Get him out of here.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good, though. Like, yeah, watch that animation. But, yeah, this comic was good. It's good because it has some of the best art in it where Superman really gets messed up. And then he plots, like, this whole thing about showing people, like, here's my true potential. He ends up, like, almost fooling the villains to think that he's actually, like, killed them.
Yes.
And it's, like, then it's, like, you see the horror of, like, oh, my God, like, what if Superman had unleashed? And that's what I liked about the comic, because right when the comic came out, he started kind of becoming more irrelevant again. That's when, like, back in that time, you know, Batman had taken the lead, because everyone liked that idea of, like, him being, like, I'm going to throw you against the wall and punch you in the junk until you, like,
hey,
tell
kids,
me what
you
I
like
want.
Superman? Get back yourself!
But, so, yes, and then, like, this came out to show you the relevancy of Superman, how he, like, this is why he doesn't go that route, and how easy it is to go that route, yes. And showing you, like, oh, yeah, it would be easy just to kill all the villains, and then showing you, like, the real ramifications
the
of
horror.
It. The horror! But, yeah, that's what I read this week. It's a good comic. Definitely,
very good.
If you haven't read it or watched that cartoon, it's good.
Very good. We didn't talk about, did we say it's episode 10?
Yeah, and now it's our lucky episode number 10. Obviously, yeah. Episode number 9 was us doing the Flashpoint Paradox, which is awesome.
Yes, so, but yes,
we
this,
are now
is, this is a milestone. We were in the double digits, so.
Double trouble, pop your
nothing
bubble.
But the double digits.
Making love.
Oh, it's a lot better trouble. Than dropping digits. Or if you're sitting at the bar and some guy's like, hey, can I get your number, girl? And you're like, hell no, because you're not that great. And I've been a little drunk and I'm not giving you my number because I'm with my girlfriends and we're having a fun time. It's called Ladies Night Out. Why don't you just go away?
Double digits.
I'm really bad. I do apologize. I am running on not so much sleep.
Me too, Steve. That's what happens when you live the life that we
do. So, Kyle, you got to pick the character of the week.
I did, and I didn't even get to. I just did, all right? I just did it.
Okay.
I did pick a character.
I wonder
week.
If
we,
do you want to do you want another theme song for that?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
It's a spotlight.
No, we can just
okay. Yeah, so here's the guy I picked.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, I just
what
go,
did you do?
No, I went to YouTube to look for something, and then I found something that I have to send over now to Eric Berry, who is just on the Socially Awkward. He does the
Power Rangers
podcast, and he's going to get a kick out of this.
Literally, because it's about Power Rangers, and they use
actually painting. The kick out of this is great because it's Power Ponies.
Oh.
Mighty Morphin Power Ponies I just found. So now I'm gonna post this on his Facebook page right now.
While Steve does that, I will talk about the character I chose the spotlight. There's two characters, and I'm going with the first version, not the newest version. There's a character called Atomic Skull in the DC universe. If you're familiar with him, he's made many appearances in various forms in the Justice League cartoons. He made appearances in both the old comics and newer versions. They've definitely changed him quite a bit because in the old version, which is the version I'm talking about, his name was Albert Michaels. And in the new version, he's called Joseph Martin. In the new version, he's more of like a... I think he's more of like an engineer who then gets this accident and like then he's more radioactive. Where in the other version, it was more where he had the... He worked at Star Lab, and he actually had a disorder, like a nervous disorder. He was having these electrical impulses that were short-circuiting in his brain. He's having blackouts and stuff, which I don't know how you become a scientist having a disorder like that.
Oh,
but he was able to stay awake long enough to become a scientist.
Back in the 60s, if you had a disorder like that, they're like, you're a scientist now.
I guess so. But yeah, so he kept having these very painful and uncontrollable seizures. So in order to cure himself, he secretly created a skull that he would wear, and it would actually allow him to focus those nervous, like, electric shocks, and he'd be able to shoot those out, like, through this helmet that he had devised. He later became a criminal organization called the Skulls, and there was a lot of people who wore, like, skull helmets. Basically, his powers consisted of radiation, He could shoot beams from his helmet that was shaped of a skull. And obviously his weakness was cooling temperatures, so if you'd like dumped a lot of cool temperatures on him, it would kind of short-circuit him. Similar to, like, think of, like, a nuclear meltdown. If they flood it with water or if they, like, iced it, like, it would do the same thing. And that was kind of, like, the same thing. And also because he was still a human, being punched in the face by Superman would hurt him a lot. So that was the other aspect of it. Now, later in the New 52...
You punched me in my face.
Yeah, well, in the New Superman, the New 52, especially with the elites, Ray, he actually becomes, like, what powers the prisons.
Oh.
Because he has so much radiation coming off of him that they can just pump it out of him. And just, like, allow him... He just kind of sits... He's kind of very similar to, like, what they did with Adam in the Flashpoint Paradox, where he's just, like, in a container.
My name's Captain.
And that was kind of the thing. Like, he gets more and more, like, as he gets more angry in the new version, that, like, he can shoot radiation. He melts people in that thing. He can go toe-to-toe with Superman, because obviously he's just, like, booming with radioactivity, and he's can come stronger.
Yes, which
and stronger.
I did see him. He actually did play a little part in, like, Justice League Unlimited. He actually goes toe-to-toe with Black Cat.
Yeah.
No, is that his name?
Yeah, I think so.
The weird, brutally cat.
Yeah, the guy who used to be the boxer guy. Yeah,
is it Black Cat?
I think it was Black Cat, because he was the guy, if you saw that one with him and
Black Canary.
With Arrow.
Yeah, no,
did you
see
that one?
No, I did not.
Oh, that one's such a good one. Green Arrow and him.
Oh, him go toe-to-toe. Oh,
yeah, they go toe-to-toe in the ring, and he's like, get up. And then, like, he's just lying there.
I thought you meant the show. I thought you meant the show Arrow.
No, fuck that thing.
Yeah.
I'm greater, more feared than fear with...
Where's a cat warrior? You know what? I gotta look this up.
Let's pull it up.
Because I know it's I'm getting Catman. It wrong, and everyone's just like, I know it's like Catman.
It is Catman, just like the one in Comic-Con.
Or Black Cat. No, I don't think
I think it's Black Cat because that was what he was. He was a guy, giant guy with boxing apparatus.
You know who voiced him in...
In the cartoon?
Well, in the cartoon, it was voiced by... In the Justice League cartoon...
Because Black Cat is also the one from Spider-Man.
Yeah, there's the female Black Cat. So it's not Black Cat. It's... I'm just going to put Cat Guy in DC Comics. It says Catman, but I don't think that's it. There is a Catman, though, but it's Wildcat.
Wildcat.
Wildcat was voiced by... Oh, I forget the guy's name.
We're going to be out here forever, Steve.
Well, what I'm getting... No, the man has passed away, but it was the guy from... He was in Snatch. He was the guy they call up. He's got the white mustache, the white hair.
Yeah.
He voiced him in Justice League cartoon show. And then in the Batman Brave and the Bold, he's voiced by the guy from Full Metal Jacket, who's all like...
Oh, the drill sergeant?
Yeah, the drill sergeant. Oh, nice. So it's pretty funny. Which, again, people are like, these are their names. I thought you knew this stuff.
Wildcat. Yeah, that's
Wildcat.
Good. But that's a good one. Is Wildcat basically takes up underground like fighting because he's like he's useless when it comes to
they're not
like,
giving him assignments.
Well, because he's also like he said like he's up there. And here's where I really liked how they tied it in with the Paul Dini and Kevin Smith thing.
Mm-hmm.
So in the cartoon, Wildcat basically is out of a job because you have superheroes. You have guys who can fly and things like that. He's just a man in a costume, and he was a good fighter. Like, that was all he was. So he starts going into underground fighting rings, and to kind of convince him to come back, Green Arrow, like, goes underground and says, come on, man, like, let's go back. And he's like, I'm not doing that. So then he goes, fine, I'm going to kick your crap out of you, and once I beat you, you're going to come back. So then, sure enough, him and Wildcat fight, and he basically – it's basically where Green Arrow kind of throws the fight,
mm-hmm.
and it makes it so then Wildcat realizes, like, wow, you know I am wasting my time here. So then I think later – I don't know if he goes back to the Justice but I think he just like kind of retires, and he always was a cult classic, cult favorite. But what they did is in the Paul Dini Kevin Smith thing is obviously like Bruce Wayne, you know, he's a kid, he goes to the school, like this whole project, he has to start learning how to fight. So who starts training him is Wildcat, and mm-hmm. I thought like that was a great
that was
like
a good,
oh that's
everything
so cool
they pulled away with. Everything they came up with that show I loved about it, as well as I hopefully I am going to like Gotham. The stupidest thing I love is like they picked who's going to play Bruce Wayne and what's her face?
Selina Kyle.
Selina Kyle. And then it's just like two pictures of kids. I'm like,
yeah.
We're like, duh.
And the kid is like from the kid who was the guy who couldn't see in that. Remember when they did 24?
Oh, yeah, yeah, 24.
And they had the blind kid in the next
and
series.
He's like, look at what's going
He's just
happen.
Like 24, but he's blind.
No, he's all like, my show's going to get canceled. 24 is coming back.
Yeah.
And he's like, Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer is back. But so, yeah, that's a kid who's playing the young.
Yeah, and it's like, to be honest with you, don't care.
Yeah, and could care less. You could pull.
I'm like, I rather just focus.
Put a baby in
I'm
a stroller.
Like,
I don't care.
I'm just like, just focus on Gotham and then just Jim Gordon's
yeah,
career.
Yeah, like, forget about the Waynes. Like, you could talk about like, you know, maybe that. What I would love is like, here's how you open that show, is it's him looking at that file again. He goes, still looking at work of that cold case. He's like, I'm never going to forget it. It was my first one. I could never find the guy. And he puts the file away, and it says Wayne murders. I'm like, that's it. Boom. Commissioner Gordon couldn't solve the Wayne murders. Puts the file away, and that's it. Like, why he became a detective. Like, he couldn't still solve it. And that way you open the show, you introduce, like, okay, we're in Gotham. Boom. Never talk about it again. Last page of the series, you have Ben Affleck on. Because
they're introducing a couple of people. Like, they're having someone's going to play some woman, mobster, and then, like, the Penguin's under her.
Yeah, yeah, or something like that.
But then I'm like.
So it's like the Cobblepots are working with this mobster,
but they're going to overthrow her, apparently, I guess.
Right.
But what's weird about this series is, like, I understand you want to give us the DC universe. You want to
give us
in,
the D.
Yeah, you want to give us the D.
The double D D's.
She wants the D.
See.
She wants a D.
Yeah, have you heard
she
that?
She wants a D.
The D.
She wants a D.
See.
Yeah, I've heard the D.
Yeah, so there you go.
I know. But what I'm saying is, I know you want to put us into this universe. You want to give us. But then it's like, if Batman's like 8, so he's going to become Batman, all of his like villains are going to be like old.
Children. Yeah, pretty much. Well, I know, like, Ichabod Crane was a little bit older than him at the time. Like,
you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, there's Ichabod Crane. Yeah, the guy from the Headless Horseman. He was Batman's greatest foe. He was a fairy tale novel. No, the guy who played...
Ichabod Crane, he got chased down by the Batman today. Batman threw a pumpkin at his face. Ichabod Crane, Ichabod.
All right, over there. So yeah, anyway, the Scarecrow was actually a doctor. Like, yes, so it makes sense that he wouldn't be like the same age.
Well, I understand that concept with most of them, but I just think it's gonna be weird.
Bananas. It is gonna be weird.
Because
bananas.
The other thing I'm getting mad about is now Arrow.
Arrow
is now Harley Quinn might be joining the cast of Arrow.
Yeah, they
Arrow,
saw a picture
and
of
they
her
said
costume.
Something about, and they said something about Deathstroke. And I'm just things. Sitting there going like, stop taking Batman's villains.
Batman's got enough to spare, though.
No.
He's got plenty.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't like that series. I'm trying to get on board with it, but I can't. He keeps killing people. Yeah. And remember, if you're going to fear something, fear me.
Equally, if not more so.
Yeah. But I am super excited because you posted the picture. It's come out. I think it looks phenomenal. And they're actually doing like, I'm like, oh, right on. You're doing a full mask. You're doing the whole thing. The Flash show.
Flash.
I think it looks good.
Yeah, actually, a lot of people say it looks
It's funny, people
are
talking
neat.
About the chin thing, and I'm like, but he has that in the comic.
Well, he has it in the comic, and like, if you're running at this full speed, you're going to need something to kind of hold it
on. Yeah, not to be like, I'm the Flash. No, you're Barry Allen. Ah, damn it.
Damn it, came off again. So, like, to me, it was...
to me, it makes sense. Or check this out. He trips. He's got a little protection for his chin-chin.
Chin-chin-chin.
Chim-chim-chiroo. The Flash runs real fast, then he goes zoom-zoom-zoom.
This
is our musical episode.
In case you didn't know, Harold Ramis passed away.
Yes, was tragic.
Because it happened when we were doing the Paradox, and that's where I was like, oh, don't really want to talk about this now.
I do want to talk about this. What really cool happened with this is, and a lot of people posted a lot of fan art.
A lot of fan art.
A lot of cool fan art. And one of the coolest fan arts that I love was Egon. It's like Egon and Slimer in the distance holding hands.
And it's like the ghost
pack. And they're walking towards the light, and they had the ghost pack, the proton pack left to the side. Another cool artist had Egon's like suit in the hung up in his
in his
locker. They also did one where Egon was in the trap and he's waving goodbye to everybody.
Yeah.
So there was a huge community. Like, we talked about this on Socially Awkward when the week it happened. But yeah, I you know, just talking about it, to me, it's like this man did like so much, and it wasn't like this guy, like you never heard him in the news going like, oh, Harold Ramis is a dick or anything. Like, he was a very nice guy, very respectable, very hilarious, very funny, did a lot of good writing, did a lot of good directing. Funny part is we talked about like Egon was originally going to be played by Christopher Lloyd, Doc Brown. And then they were like, why don't you, like, I think...
Because he was help writing it.
Yeah, he was help writing it. Dan Aykroyd's like, why don't you just play Egon? And he was like, I don't know.
Yeah, because, like, the bookworm.
And
blah,
then
blah.
He did it, and it was just like, he did a phenomenal job. Like, we were talking about just some of the greatest lines just in Ghostbusters, where he's all like, Egon, this reminds me of the time you tried to drill a hole in your head. And he's just like, I don't know, would have gotten away with it, too, if you hadn't had stopped me.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
so, just really big, tragic. He's going to be missing the huge community. Well, like, what do you, like... I know I hold on to because Ghostbusters is like my favorite movie of all time.
Well, he just didn't do Ghostbusters. I mean, think of all the movies he did.
No, he did like Caddyshack.
Wrote and filmed. He was even in Knocked Up. He played the dad.
Yes, Knocked Up. He was the dad. He also wrote and directed, was it Back to School?
Yep.
Was it Stripes?
Yeah, he was in a whole bunch.
Yeah, Caddyshack. There's another good one that was out there. That
it was in that Second
Groundhog
City.
Days.
Yeah, he was part of Second City.
Oh, yeah, Second City. Oh, one of my favorite skits in Second City. If you've never seen Second City, Second City was like a Canadian show. It was kind of like SNL back in the day. Freaking, like, I remember Mom and Dad started, like,
I think it was on reruns.
It was on reruns. They started watching it. And the one it was, is you see, it's all like, they were talking about this business. If I can find it, I'm going to post it. They were talking about this business movie. He's like, yeah, the head guy's coming in. You know, he's very good at his job. He's, you know, the best of the best and everything like that. And the door opens to his car, and they're all like, oh, here he comes. And you just see, like, you see Harold Ramis is just, like, doing this weird, like, thing with his legs while he's running in. And you're just, like, dying laughing, like, oh, maybe he's just running. Then he gets in. He sits down. They have, like, these fake legs. And he's, like, doing this business building.
Yeah, he's being so straight.
So straight with it. But you see his legs are just, like, going all over the place because it's, like, he has this weird
leg syndrome.
It was so – it's just so genius. But how he does it.
Because he's so deadpan.
He is so deadpan. It's amazing. So he's definitely gonna be. I gotta find that because I totally forget. I remember
Hail
that skin.
Ramis,
I
remember.
Yeah,
it was just the legs coming out.
But
of the
it's so good. It's just he was just a comic genius. So
yeah,
he is going to be missed.
Miss that guy tremendously. So we talked about that. Basically, we have there's this thing Aaron posted to me a while ago about this cosplay guy. His name's Anthony Misano, or Misiano. He did this Joker cosplay that Aaron posted a picture on our page. So thanks, Aaron, because it got me into being like, oh, yeah, cosplay. He does one of the best Joker cosplays I've seen. He actually made it head to toe. He's actually said he's more of a performance artist. So, like, he never actually read the comics until afterwards because he really liked, like, the makeup and stuff. No, I think it was great. He liked the makeup a lot. He liked the idea of, like, the guy being so expressional. Like, he liked the faces that the guy made. And then, of course, after reading up on him, he realized, oh, my God, this guy is such a great character. And the costume itself is gorgeous. Like, the face makeup and everything, his expressions.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He gets really into it.
Well, it was really cool. The picture that Aaron showed us, Aaron, of course, on Underground Railroad and Jedi Sith and a Wii U. Had the guy next to him as the Penguin, and they looked really good.
And what the beauty is the guy who was the Penguin, I found out, was this guy called RJ Haiti. Now, I watch a show called Face Off where they do sci-fi makeups.
Yes.
And he actually was on the last season. He was actually on a season prior. And the last season, what they did is they brought back, like, new grads as well as the veterans.
Okay.
And he was actually one of the veterans. Some of his makeups were fantastic, and so when I found out not only was it him under the makeup, but then that made so much sense as to how he got it so, like, right on. Because he's a makeup artist. So I was like, oh, that's really cool. And, like, to see, like, here you go again, like, here's cosplay. You're like, wow, who is it? And you look it up, and you're like, I know that guy. I've seen some of his work. So it was cool to see, like, go full circle.
Yes.
They do an interview with him. You can watch on YouTube, Anthony Misiano. He does a lot of directing, filming. He's on a project right now he works on a project right now called Batman Chronicles.
Yes, I've heard about this.
But what he did is in this interview, he's in Joker makeup, and they're talking to him. They show him, like, getting into cosplay with other people, and he's, like, hitting a guy with a crowbar and, like, all this other stuff. But what was cool is, like, as they're interviewing it, the guy who's interviewing him must have been, like, really either nervous or he was very whatever. Mm-hmm. So him being in character, he, like, takes the microphone away from him, bops the guy on the head, and he's like, hi, I'm this. And he's like, who are you? And, like, what are you here for? And, like, he takes the camera, like, shoves the camera on the other guy, and, like, totally, like, twists it around on him. And it was, like, so genius because you're like, oh, like, good. Like, he
that's
shows,
what
like,
the Joker would do.
Yeah, he made it more enjoyable because it was, like, they were asking him questions. You could tell he's like, no, I just did the makeup. I like the makeup and blah, blah. But, you know, and then there's a skit you can watch. If you watch his commercial, because I guess they're still in production of it. It's the tale of that he tells in the one book where he talks about his dream and how, like, the world has gone to chaos and everything, and there's, like, this one candle of light left, and it's hope, and everyone's, like, coming around it, and he laughs and blows out the candle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how the Joker is. Well, he does that, like, skit in his makeup, and it looks genius,
the
way they shot it. So definitely check that out. It's on YouTube. Another one on YouTube that he came up when I was searching for it is there's a little skit, and we'll post the video. I think we actually did post the video already on Long Boxcast called Catman Rises.
Okay.
And what it is this Asian guy who goes to a Comic-Con, and he dresses in his own Batman outfit. Yeah. Like, obviously, he made it from scratch. No. It's so good. It's like he dresses like he's wearing a ski mask with, like, taped-on ears. He's wearing just, like, a garbage bag as, like, the cape. He's wearing, like, a long sweatshirt, and he has, like, just, like, a yellow belt. So he keeps going up to people, like, you want to team up? And they look at him like, are you Catman? He's like, no, I'm Batman. I'm Batman. And he even had, like, the chest thing that was just, like, taped on. And it, like, blows off. So he's like, oh. And he goes around to, like, other Batmans that are, like, really in costume. And that was what was funny is, like, Anthony's like comes up to him as the Joker just, like, with a dead face.
Mm-hmm.
Looks at him and just, like, smacks him because he's just like, what are you doing? Like, this looks horrible. And then the best part is there's a woman, a very good-looking woman in, like, the bikini outfit mm-hmm. from Leia. And she's like, are you a character from Star Wars? Like, being all ditzy. And he just sits there with, like, a dead face, like, nodding because he's just, like, mesmerized by her costume. That's really good, though, because he runs around to everyone. He goes
yeah,
around
I'm
around,
watching
like,
it right now.
Yeah, so we'll post the video, but it's really good because he's just like, I'm Batman. And they're like, Catman. Hey, look, it's Catman, you know. So it was really well done. And it's from, like, a 2012 San Diego Comic-Con. He did this film. It's really good.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, it just blows off. And he's like,
wait. Yeah.
Oh.
But, like, you see him running around to all the other people who are, like, really in costume, and it's, like, really funny to see how.
Oh, look, it's a cat. Nice cat costume.
I'm a bat. Oh. Yeah, like, oh.
Black Panther, huh?
This is genius. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll definitely post that up. What else do we got going on, Cal?
Well, you and I saw the RoboCop movie.
No, we didn't.
And then what was really cool is, like, they had a comic, I remember. I don't know if you remember this one, when it was, like, the old RoboCop versus Terminator.
Yeah, they actually made a video game of that
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, that whole game and that whole concept. Like, I don't know why they were, like, thinking of bringing those two worlds together, like, smashing
well, they
those.
Also, RoboCop, they did some RoboCop comics that were written by Frank Miller.
They did.
Which so. I heard are really good.
After you and I saw that, I went and looked up this, because I remember seeing old Wizard ads for it when I was younger, and I always thought like that was such a weird concept of mashing these two together, but now it's like, it just reminded me after seeing that movie of like, oh yeah, like they mashed those universes together. Like they did Predator and Batman, which a lot of people still said is like a really good comic series if you haven't yeah. read it. They did like Aliens, Predator, and I think it was like the Justice League one time. Like,
okay.
They did all these weird like mashups like
yeah, this
back
was,
in the 80s, 90s.
Yeah, I pulled up the link he's put out. So yeah, it was published by Dark Horse Comics. It was a limited series. It started May 1st of 1992. So this must have just been right after the second Terminator.
Yeah, I'm guessing Terminator like the movie. One with the TMT. Well, yeah, with the...
It was only like four issues. It was written by Frank Miller. Of course, and artist was Walter Simpsons. But yeah, and then yeah, they did make a RoboCop versus the Terminator video game, Lucy, based on that comic. It came out for the Sega Mega Drive, Genesis, the Super Nintendo
yeah,
Center, and the Sega
Drive.
Game Gear, and also the Game Boy. So,
and then the other thing I have, I'll post a link to it
because
Aaron sent us this.
The Genesis version was awarded the bloodiest game of 1993.
Oh.
By, this place isn't even around anymore. Electronic Gaming Monthly.
Oh, my goodness. I remember that.
So.
Aaron also posted us some photos. Same with the guy from who did the Joker cosplay. She posted this thing about this guy named Al Stover. He does these Believe posters, and basically they're all illustration
yes.
files, but they're really cool. Like
they are
I
really
like
cool.
how he did some of them, like where it shows like their alter egos, or it shows like the different outfits. Like
yeah, and I like yeah, it's like Believe, and it's a Superman, and it says a man can fly.
Yeah, Believe in Wonder, Believe in Brightest Day.
And then you have Believe, and then When Lightning Strikes for the Flash.
Yeah, Believe in a Dark Night, like all these different concepts.
I like Martian Manhunter's Believe in Positive Thinking.
Yeah, well, I mean, he had to.
Believe in a Dark Night.
Yeah.
Believe in, I'm in, are you serious? Okay.
Yeah.
So, Aquaman.
Because I say, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, but Believe in Communication.
Yeah, and he looks like he's from Citibank.
And he looks... he does! Hi, I'm Aquaman.
And I'm from Citibank.
When you want to get a nice car loan, a house loan, or maybe you're just trying to improve your living situation, come to Citibank. Why?
Yeah, because I told you to.
Because I told you to, motherfucker.
Yeah. But it looks good. Like, so we'll post some of his artwork. It looks pretty cool. And thanks, Aaron, for the share again. That was really neat.
I know. I feel kind of bad. We have Aaron now, and we also have Matt that are like,
yeah, Matt Renfro,
hey.
Thanks a lot for showing out all the stuff. What I've been doing, too, is if you go to longboxcast.com/weeklies, I just update that page every week of the newest comics that are coming out by Comic List. So I do post that every about Tuesday or Wednesday. That's our link post. So if you ever wonder what comics have just come out or you're wondering, just go to longboxcast.com/weeklies, and you can see a full listing. And then if you click the link to Comic List, you can either order them, you can see more about them, you can also look at t-shirts and mugs, and like they even get into the toy line, the board games that are coming out, the video games that are coming out. They get into more details of other things that are coming out. I strictly am just focusing on the comic portion. But if you go to thecomiclist.com, you can also see all that. But thanks, kudos to Matt, too, because he always posts those. And I'm always like, oh, cool.
We're like, oh, you forgot. We're not doing our job.
Well, we've posted on Tuesdays. Like, that's our weeklies. And that way you get the full listing. But he's picking out more strategic. Like, these are some of the big ones. Obviously, like Night of the Living Deadpool. Like, that's one that just came out, which is getting a lot of good reviews. So.
Seems pretty cool.
How about you, Steve? Anything you got to add to this?
No, I think I've covered pretty much everything.
Obviously, the new Batman game, which we talked about.
We talked about on Arcade Bros. Arcade Bros. Obviously, no one probably answered our Twitter questions or anything like that.
I didn't really get a response. Nor this week, I just kind of talked about Guardians of the Galaxy. People relate to. I kept posting photos. I think people are just excited about the film, and a lot of people like us haven't ever heard of them. Like, they're kind of like that niche character group that's been in there, and if you've kind of been reading the comics forever.
Yeah, so basically, if you do not know anything about the Guardians of the Galaxy, we can no longer be friends.
What?
So,
I think there's a rabbit, Rocket Rabbit, and his friend Treebeard, and his other friend Star Bacon.
Actually, now you just gave me like a great idea to actually do Treebeard as Groot.
Yeah.
And then do you remember, I forget what it was a space rabbit cartoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Make
yeah.
that rabbit be Rocket Raccoon and then just have to find like other people to do that.
Well, we remember that one motorcycle bike from Mice from Mars.
Biker Mice from Mars. Yes.
Yeah, remember that crap. And Street
Biker,
Sharks.
Biker Mice from Mars.
Street Sharks. So good. I remember all they ever showed was the first episode over and over again.
Oh, yeah. There's so many of those. Well, that became like Dragon Ball Z when like they ran out of the episodes. Yeah. It's all like, let's get to be a new episode. It's like the Tree of Might. I was like, I hate this movie.
Yeah, exactly. Like, God damn it. Oh, I always loved it when it was like, you know, oh my God, Goku's about to go Super Saiyan 7. And then like 40 minutes later, it'd be like, tune in next week. Does he do it? We don't know.
Yeah.
We're trying to bleed this out.
Yeah, we are running out of ideas, kid.
Yeah, exactly.
I got nothing to add.
Steve says he sucked my balls. Okay.
Oh, yeah, for Sidekick Corners.
So, yeah, for me, I recommend The Swamp Thing by Alan Moore.
Yes.
If no one's read that yet, there's big graphic novel you can buy of it, of his works. The art style in it's amazing. It actually made me really like Swamp Thing more.
Yeah, because Swamp Thing was kind of like a throwaway character.
Yeah,
like, this is what I love about it. It's like, as much as Alan Moore's kind of
he's a
dick. Alan Moore's a prick. No matter what,
and he has
a
right to be because he's an artist.
He can do what he wants, but like as much as he wants to be like, every time something comes out, he's like, "Oh, don't agree with you.
I fight around the world.
When you come to London, England, and you say, 'I go, do you like Watchmen?' And you go, 'Yeah.' And I go,
I
the
punch
comic
you
book,
in
no,
the
no.
Nut.
I go, comic book or movie? If you say movie, I rape you.
I get the right to
I
rape you.
I bend you over. I give you a cavity search.
Well, did you ever see that Simpsons where they go to the Comic Con and it was like him and the mouse? And it was like him, and like they became like superheroes.
That
was
a good, but anyway, so yeah, Alan Moore, his writing on the Swamp Thing, like
good.
He basically rebrands it.
He makes it a cool character.
I like this character.
Because I remember Swamp Thing actually from the movie that always was on TV when we were younger, and I'd watch it and I'd be like, oh, this is weird. It's like a monster movie, but it's like he's a hero.
Yes.
But they didn't really get into it that much. And then I remember there was a cartoon show that was on very briefly of Swamp Thing.
Yes.
And like the very first episode shows like the big explosion. He like goes, whoop, like out into the swamp, turns into Swamp Thing, where the other guy turns into like the bat creature. Like he became like a bat for some reason. I was like, all right, that makes sense. And then what I liked about this interpretation of him is more because like he transcends humanity. Like he's no longer even human. It's just more like, he understands nature, and he's like, and now it's more about polluting and things like that. It got really good. Like, it's some of the best writing I've ever seen. It talks about big corporations and what they're doing to the planet. So.
The old Swamp Thing cartoon show.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so he had a rogue.
How much coke did that guy have to do to come up with that jingle?
Well, they just stole Wild Thing. Uh, Yeah, I remember the cartoon show. Actually, the funny part about the movie
is
I believe the guy who played him in the beginning before he becomes Swamp Thing is the guy who's been the devil from Reaper. He's Robin Schabowski's dad on How I Met Your Mother, and I believe he was in Twin Peaks, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, according to this, Ryan Reynolds, and I don't know why, but they're showing him with a picture of Swamp Thing. Doesn't make any sense.
And then I forgot who... Oh, yeah, and it was actually directed by John Carpenter, the first Swamp Thing movie. So, yeah, but yeah, Swamp Thing was a pretty interesting character.
Yeah, I like the... Again, yeah, the movie was definitely different. The art in the Swamp Thing comic that they do is phenomenal. Like, definitely, like, they've elevated his look more so in the Alan Moore version. And then what was really cool is, like, it got more into, like they said, like, he's more of a guardian of the Earth.
Yeah, like, he talks about the green.
Yeah, the green, like, him and the green. And
which I kind of like that, because he kind of has that, and then, like, it's the Flash has this thing called the Speed Force.
Yeah, it's Alan Moore is the writer, Saga of the Swamp Thing, Steven Bissett and John Totleben are the artists. It's by Vertigo Publication, and Vertigo is the same guys who did
the Fables.
Yeah, it's
like a spinoff. It's also, they're like a spinoff company of DC.
Exactly, so... it's really good. I highly recommend it if you have a chance to pick it up, especially if even if you're not a Swamp Thing character, because it is so good writing that it really, like, as a writer, you would love it. As a fan of just, like, good storytelling, like, it's a beautiful story. Like, the way they did it is so cool. And what's really cool is if you look up Swamp Thing, like, the newer version, like, the new 52, he actually is pretty bitchin' looking. Like, he's actually got, like, angel wings made out of, like, moss and trees. Like, it's more of, like, he's, like, a deity. Like, he's no longer, like, just, like, a hero. He's actually more, like, almost on the same planes as, like, Jeebus or, like, Moses and things like that. Like, they've made him more of, like, that. Like, a shepherd of the forest kind of thing. You know, the shepherd of the swamp.
Yes.
So, looks pretty badass.
Yeah, I just looked up the Swamp Thing movie. Yeah, his name, the actor is named Ray Wise.
Ray Wise.
He's done a lot of stuff. Let's see, most basically known for, he was in RoboCop. He's also Jeepers Creepers 2, Twin Peaks, and also...
he's the devil. Yeah,
he was the devil. That guy actually is just, I like him. He's a phenomenal actor. He's so, like, he can be so funny and then also so threatening at the same time. So kudos to him. But yeah, I remember watching it. It used to be on Netflix, Swamp Thing. And I turn on him like, it's the devil metal!
Devil metal!
So definitely, so that was kind of cool. But I don't know if he played him in the, when he's in the makeup, they probably switched him out.
Who knows? I think he did, because they show a lot of pictures of him like side by side, and it looks fairly similar. That's the beauty of Swamp Thing makeup, though. Is, like, you can put anybody in that, and it looks pretty decent.
We're just going to cover you in shit,
okay.
Swamp Thing! You are a...
Amazing!
You do stuff, you damn
Swamp Thing stings.
You got a swamp thing. Oh, how about that? Thank you, Swamp Thing. Next week's question of the week, if nobody answers whatever we had this time,
nothing
is
really.
What was your favorite superhero theme song?
Oh, yeah, I guess so, because there's so many, like, movies and things like that.
Well, I mean that, but all the cartoon shows that came out. I mean, like, we've had how many...
He's Bruce Banner, sitting with Gamma Ray.
Now he's a Banner Ray, turning into a Hulk. But there were so many incarnations of these cartoon shows, so everyone, like, I mean, you have Spider-Man, and then Spider-Man and his amazing friends, and then Spider-Man! So, but yeah, I don't got anything else.
Well, you need to read more comics, see?
I did. I read The Flash.
So there you go. That was your psychic corner.
Maybe
that's what you recommend to people.
Yeah, I recommend... I recommend...
Mm-hmm.
You go outside... No, you know
get
what?
Some fresh air.
Get some fresh air.
Yeah, fat
you fat comic book.
Get out of work. Go outside and yell, I love Spider-Man.
You know what I recommend?
What do you recommend?
I recommend The Tick.
That is a good book.
Check those out.
Good show. Good animation.
Good animation. Okay, not only was it a good cartoon show, comic book, but it was also a great live action.
It was really good live action.
The guy that, and I, you know what? I say they make a Tick movie and they bring back the guy who played him in the show.
Oh,
the guy who does, like, Joe Swanson's voice and Putty.
Yeah, Putty and all that.
Arthur, we are justice is best served cold, and when cold happens, you become Adam West, apparently. Because everybody.
Elder Scrolls Beta.
Beta. So I guess if you want to find me, I'm at Steven M. Mooney Jr. Follow me on Instagram at S. Mooney Jr.
Yes.
And Kyle.
That's where you find the co-host of Longboxcast, which is at Longboxcast
on
Twitter.
I am a co-host.
You can find Kyle at Mooney Studios. Of course, you can find us at longboxcast.com. You can find us on 4Eyed Radio. Google us or search us on the web. You can find us just by searching Longboxcast podcast. And as always, kids, we want to let you know that keep your faces front, your eyes forward, reach for the stars, and Excelsiors!
Superhero, baby, the one that's gonna save you if you're in danger.
I can be your champion.
You know who to call whenever you fall. I'll be there to catch you and come to your rescue.
That's right.
It's a bird, it's a plane, nah, baby, it's tangy. You know I'm right here, girl, holla when you need me. When life gets tough, I can make it look easy. We can do the stuff that you see on TV. Superman, be my Lois Lane. I'll be your Tarzan, you can be my Jane. I make the sunshine when it's trying to rain. I can ease your stress, take away your pain. I ain't tripping off the next man. Baby, I'm a beast, but I ain't trying to be an X-Man. Number one, ain't gonna be nothing less than. No wetting, but I'm everybody's best man. Baby, come and take a ride with me. Instead of get away, come hide with me. Baby, take my hand, come fly with me. Baby, girl, let me show you what I can be. Yeah.
Superhero,
you're listening to another fine production on the 4Eyed Radio Network. To listen to more shows, visit 4EyedRadio.com.
That was the two whitest guys listening to a rap song.
Yo, 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 yo.
You kids have missed out us not having a webcam, because I was breaking it down.
Chicka, chicka, what, cha.
Yeah.
Chicka, chicka.
Go, 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 go.